Thomas and Skumba in the Morning
podcast.
Over the weekend, a friend of mine, and he's been bugging over this for the longest time because he says he gets embarrassed every time. He's telling me how he's trying to deal with his son being gay. He's got twins, 9 years old, and the one is gay. And we all know this. Like, every time we go over to the house, the kids are around. We can tell. Okay, his son is gay. But he says he gets so embarrassed because his son will, like, all of a sudden walk out the bedroom with the wig on or, like, his mom's heels on. He's like, I'm annoyed while people are here. And we're like, calm down, Joel. The child's being a child. Nah, but I know I'm not ready for him. We're like, come on, fam. It's 2021. Let the child be a child. And if they are gay, let them be gay. Let them know themselves from a young age. We're all going through a lot of issues. And you might be going through your own issue as well. Be anonymous. We don't mind. Tell us what's bugging you on your side. And the Kaya family anonymously will help you out with their advice. Maybe they can relate to your issues, right? We want to know from you. Skumba, my friend, is losing it. We're like, come on, fam.
That's not a big friend, deal. I think your friend is insecure. Let me give me his numbers. I wanna call him, Ebo.
We'll talk about that topic one day, but right now, Kaya family, listen, you can call us, be anonymous if you want to. If you don't, we understand. But what is bugging you? What's on your mind right now and you need advice on? Whatever it is, man, in your life at the moment, recall. We know that life happens, right? Give us a call, 086-000-0959. What's bugging you at the moment? What are you stressing over? You can be anonymous because the Kaya family will be anonymous when they give their advice. Because, hey, we all go through the same things, though. How do you go through and get through the problems? We'd love to hear from you. 086-000-0959. For example, we've got Anonymous on the line. Anonymous, you're talking about being blacklisted. Tell us more.
Well, morning, guys. My problem is, in this country, we know that people lose jobs and you end up defaulting on certain payments and all that. Now, all of a sudden, or actually, it's been happening for a while, that when you look for a job, they want you to be credit clear. How are you going to be credit clear if you've got your job and were not able to actually honor your payment, and now you are listed, and now you're trying to find employment, but you can't be employed because you are listed? How are you expected to pay back what you owe?
And I've been through that, Anonymous, being blacklisted. I'm saying I've been through that, being blacklisted. I remember in 2009, I just left radio for a whole year. So you know those, they don't stop the bank calling. And luckily, my family came through for me. So they were helping me pay my installments every year, for the whole year. So when I did get a job, that was my black tax. I had to pay back family members. But there are other ways of getting yourself through blacklisting, ne?
Okay.
Skumba, have you ever experienced it? We'll find out from you. Hold on 1 second.
But I want to know from Anonymous, how much are you owing?
Man, Skumba.
No, we need to know. No, Thomas, let's
ask. Right,
okay, let me give you my scenario.
Yeah.
I worked as a sales person. Mm-hmm. So I had actually just bought myself a new car to fulfill my role as a salesperson on the road. But unfortunately, when everything started with the COVID and all that, the company that I worked for decided to move back to the United Emirates. So unfortunately, I was left with a car that was not fully paid, which I decided to take back. And because of that, I was listed. So now they expect me to pay for the car that I actually gave them back because there was a difference in the amount that they actually sold it for. I don't understand how I'm supposed to get another job because now everywhere I go, they say, no, you are listed for owing 27,000 or 37,000. I can't even remember how much it is. Mm. But at the end of the day, it's a big, big, big hassle to say you are looking for a job because you are listed for this amount.
Okay. And I hear you, fam. Like, imagine being blacklisted and you can't find a job because you're being blacklisted. How are you going to pay the blacklisting? I mean, come on, man. You're on this ever going round circle. Hi, Suga. Anonymous, hopefully the Kai family will give you advice because a lot of people are going through the same thing, especially with COVID right now. And Skumba, I don't know why you're asking. My Mali ni chomya ma, ah, man.
No, Thomas, we can't say people want advice, but that's how thinking about it.
It's called blacklisting. That's the problem.
For what?
Anonymous, okay, the family's gonna call 086-000-00959. You are being blacklisted, man. Before we get your calls, you heard Anonymous talking about his issues about being blacklisted and then trying to get a job. And trying to get that job, they say, listen, we check your record and you're blacklisted, so you can't get the job. So how is he gonna get himself out of that situation? Earlier on, I was telling you how my friend, he's twin sons, 9 years old, one is gay, and we're fine with it. And I do apologize saying that, well, he was telling the story about his son saying, we can't even use that term. We can't say things like that. And the fact that I did as well, I apologize on my side. But right now we're talking about getting blacklisted. Have you ever been in that dark place where you can't do anything because every time you try and buy anything on a contract, for example, your record. Imoto, your record is bad. You're blacklisted. How did you get out of that situation? Anonymous called on 086-000-00959. If you've been through this, you can call us and be anonymous and give advice on the situation. I'm glad, Skumba, you've never experienced it. It's a horrible thing.
How did you get out of it?
I was saying, thank God I had my family to help me out before I could get blacklisted. So they helped me with paying my bills. So I can only imagine now being frustrated because I've got friends who've been blacklisted and they tell you, you can't do a damn thing because that record is there, Charlie. Try and buy a car because you're trying to move forward with your life and, you know, progress, blacklisting, outwise. Pay that off first.
Yeah. No, I think we have advice on the, someone wants to advise on the line.
Anonymous, hi. How are you?
Hello.
Shabunjan.
Hello, Skumba.
Hi, how are you?
Shabuzet.
Grand, you've got advice for Anonymous.
Yeah, I'm not advising me out. Whatever has wrong, the administration also. And the only way is that you must go and do what reconciliation, debt reconciliation, so that they can bakopanya the account to talk of patel account that you want. Because of if you are still going to run away away from the people that you are owing, it's going to be a problem after 2 years, three years when you have to buy either or remote. Interest is important. So I would advise Abantu would stop running away from maybe for example Minang or Internet Bank 100 Tower and I'm going to pass under, obviously. I must go and you have can go under a debt review or look for a company and the debt review. Once you negotiate I'm an interest to Abo and you pay later for that 3 years, 4 years. After that you are done with them, you get adjustment later, then you move on with your life, you are clean. So let alone Subaleka, it was caused in the long run.
Subaleka. Because those calls, especially when they're anonymous, you're like, I need pendulet because, hey, I got debts to pay. Ah, wow. Anonymous, thanks for that advice, fam. Okay, we're getting that. We're liking that. Listen, we'll take more of your calls. 086-000-00959. How are we going to help out? Blacklisted. This anonymous caller came through. Blacklisting, it's a problem we're all going through. Let's find out what the Kai family is saying to help out. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
How are you, my queen? Shapunjan.
I'm okay, thank you. Listen, I've got a friend, Naye, but so what we don't know, Tina, especially when Tabamiyama, is that you need to go to those companies, maybe on a credit card or Kolotai or something. Go to them, tell them you are no longer working. These things are insured. It's just that Tina, we are not told about such things. But I don't doubt about what it is, a lot of resources.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, my queen.
Yeah, and we hardly do that. We hardly go and inquire and tell them, but wait, I've lost a job. I'm gonna span him. So I'm asking us. We hardly take time and dig in, like see a deep. See up his routine.
But also we don't have that information coming to us. I guess we don't ask the questions. Here's another anonymous coming through with advice. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm good, guys. I'd like to advise the guy who's blacklisted. You know, I hear people will say go to debt review. I work for one of the four banks, and I see the repercussions of debt review after. He'd rather arrange with whatever institution he's owing that he pays, even if it's 200 a month, but as long as in the long run the debt will be written off. Because disadvantage with going for the debt review counseling, if when you do applications for anything, there's always this question that have you been sequestrated, have you been under debt review? As soon as you say yes, even if you are out, it makes you as a risky person, so they'll never trust you. So you'd rather go to all these institutions, make arrangements, and especially looking at us, especially the black people, we never take insurance. There's insurance for everything.
Mm.
But because we don't want to pay an extra R5 or something, we don't take it. And even like him losing a job, obviously it's because maybe he was retrained. He would be covered for like 12 months. So people must start taking those things seriously and not saying, no, I've got a life cover, I'll pay everything.
Sure. Thank you for that, man. Thanks a lot for the call. 086-00-00959. That's the number.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.